Hello, I'm David Davis, County Extension Director for North Carolina Cooperative Extension of Yancey County. Today on the Yancey Extension Minute, we are spotlighting winter stockpile grazing. I remember the first time I was introduced to winter stockpile grazing while working as a student on the Berea College farm. I thought that stockpile grazing was the craziest idea. Why would anyone not cut a second cutting of hay and leave the grass for winter grazing? Later on, I saw the results. Slick, fat, good condition cattle that didn't need to be fed grain or supplemented with hay. Stockpiling for feeding beef cattle works well with their most predominant pasture grass, Kentucky 31 tile fescue. Research trials have shown that when managed appropriately, stockpile Kentucky 31 tile fescue actually increases in sugar and nutrient content after a hard frost or freeze event. Most of the time, cattle grazing stockpile tile fescue are able to get the nutrition that they need so that the need to feed supplemental grain or hay is slim to none. If you have never heard of stockpile grazing, you may be wondering how stockpiling fescue works. Establishing stockpile starts by removing cattle from the pasture in mid to late July. The pasture is clipped of weeds and fertilized by mid-August, then it's simply allowed to grow until after a hard frost or freeze when the pasture can be grazed. Stockpiling fescue works best with intensive grazing. This method of grazing usually utilizes temporary movable fencing to limit access of the cattle to only enough pasture that they can utilize in a week or less. Intensive grazing allows producers to be able to feed out pasture much like they would a bag of feed. Cattle can be managed as intensively at the level of management that the producer desires. This fall, a local farmer, Roger Young, is implementing intensive grazing of stockpiled fescue on his farm. On a farm visit with him recently, Roger told me that he has found that intensive grazing of stockpiled pasture doesn't take a lot of time, saves on fuel and feed costs, and produces better animals. With fuel, fertilizer, and input prices currently increasing, intensively grazing stockpiled pasture may be something that you'll want to consider on your farm. If you would like to learn more about intensively grazing stockpiled pasture, feel free to contact us at the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Yancey County Center. You can reach me by sending me an email to david_davis@ncsu.edu or by calling 828-682-6186. I'm David Davis, County Extension Director at the Yancey County Center. I hope you have a great week and make sure to join us right here next time on WKYK for the Yancey Extension Minute.